Welcome to another episode of Olumide Days a Good Podcast. You've probably seen it in the title. It's Emeka the Stallion Week. You know, you have to bring the force for the black nigga. Black, you already know how it goes. So, needless to say, you know my intro. I'm bored once again. But I'm back. And I'm not here alone. I'm here with a beat producer, a record producer. Much fitting for the conversation we're about to have. Whatever the conversation we're about to have today. So basically, from the title, as you've seen, it's about Black Bones album. So we are just trying to break it down. We're trying to talk about our peak moments, or if there's any reason for a slight change, one or two there, but I don't think there is. But we're just trying to praise the album because I like the album. So yeah. And here with me I have Kola. Kola is also a student of Futa. He's a beat producer. So if you need some, you get me, I'll put his link in the description so you can hit him up. You can introduce yourself, Kola.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? I'm Kola. You know, I'm just here to, you know, this is a great album. You know, we need a lot of energy for this kind of album. We got to appreciate this guy. This guy don't try now.
Exactly, energy. You can put your IG, Twitter. No, so I might link you up.
I'm on my IG at Zolo Inks. And my WhatsApp, that for later, that is my phone number. Then my Twitter, also.
Don't worry, everything will be linked in the description. Yeah. So basically, this episode is about Black Bones. First of all, if Black Bones is happening to listen to this, which is like chasing after the, you know, play small boy enemy, but if Black Bones is happening to listening to this thing right now, that album is fantastic.
Bones.
That album is fucking fantastic. For me, yeah. As far as Nigerian albums is concerned, any conversation regarding album of the year, for me right now, I feel Sex Over Love by Black Bones is top on that list. My personal preference though, so I'm like, why have a personal preference and not put people on? Because I'm very sure that like people listening to this podcast now that don't know who Black Bones is. Black Bones is a rapper. That's all you need to know. Follow him on social media to witness more craziness. You get what I mean? So, first of all, let me kick it off and talk about like what I appreciate from Black Bones. Every Black Bones project since I've been listening to Black Bones anyway, from Bad Boy Black to Bad Boy Black, which is like the deluxe version of Bad Boy Black, to Mr. Bombastic, and now to Sex Over Love, something has been consistent about Black Bones discography, and that shit is called an alter ego. For people who don't know what an alter ego is, an alter ego is, I'm trying to simplify it, not the dictionary definition anyway. The simplification of an alter ego basically is a character you make to embody a part of yourself which might not be your actual self, but you're using it to tell a story. It's just like, for example, the basic way I can explain it, actors are alter egos on screen. They create a character for us to relate to it. That's what an alter ego basically is. For me, on Bad Boy Black, I felt Black Bones was kind of new to the industry. Not really new. He had won some couple of freestyle battles. He has been the NSCVS class captain. He has done so many things, like in terms of rap, like he was respected. People on the rap scene or the underground world already knew who Black Bones was. So him coming with Bad Boy Black, he had this fuck it attitude, like, I don't care what people say, I don't care what they think, I'm just going to try to attract everybody, anybody on the rap scene, either feature or not. I'm trying to reinstate myself. And no, not even reinstate, because it was new. He was trying to introduce himself to the rap scene, like, bro, I'm the best rapper in Africa, no one can trap me, nobody can do this shit. And for me, on Mr. Bombastic, what I noticed was Black Bones calmed down and kind of studied the Nigerian market and was like, what character can I create? Then he created this Mr. Bombastic, this crazy ass character, like, I would do anything just for people to know my name on the mainstream. Bad Boy Black was nice, but from the Bad Boy Black tape, it wasn't really that much on the mainstream commercial wave, like, relatively, still say it was unknown. But with Mr. Bombastic, he immediately dropped Shut Up and he started doing some crazy skits, some comedy shit online. Like, people began to relate more to this character. Like, who is this man? Who is this person? and now with Sex Over Love, Emeka the Stallion, that's the character he's trying to explain to us who Emeka the Stallion is, which we'll get to it. So before we even go any further, it's 5 minutes already. What do you like most about the album, Kola?
Wow, this album. Like, now that the year is just starting now, the year, like, it's still early. For now, this is my best album because you don't know what is coming Facts. Out. Rema is still going to drop album, but I mean, the album is sure, on Afrobeat. Sure. He said he wants to concentrate more on Afro, not trap. Now he's going to drop trap EP. But this album, man, I mean, who can beat this album? This Black Bones album. Which rapper in Nigeria can beat this kind of album? I love this album. From the trap, from the beginning, the features. See, bad artists, the featured. Man, this album is mad.
I'm telling you, like, whatever Black Bones, because he has affirmed and reaffirmed and oversaid is that he doesn't use drugs, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't take alcohol. So whatever Black Bones is eating, and whatever the girl name, which, you know, it's Pacintia and that other girl that made him create this album. Shout out to you girls, man. See, let me tell you, we need those type of girls in our life. Cynthia and whoever that other girl is that made Black Bones record songs like this. We need you more. We need you in the male atmosphere. We need you to ginger us. We need you to give us that. Because imagine Cynthia did not break Black Bones' heart now. This album might just be locked somewhere in the draft. Like, it won't come out. So shout out to Cynthia. That was, see this part of what we are saying. Gogo Alama Jailbreakfast. Black Bones by OT Jailbreakfast, Yabi. What do you feel?
He don't chop him because this album is making on my words. I mean, wow.
See, I've not eaten my breakfast yet. I'm waiting for my own Cynthia. Because if Cynthia can make Black Bones do this one, well, let Cynthia come to my life. Let me create a success story out of it. I don't mind. I don't judge. So we are going straight to Sex Over Love. First of all, the track listing. What do you have to say about the track listing?
Well, it's very precise and, you know, what I even like the most about this album, the first track to the second track, getting hot. I mean, can't just have enough of this guy.
Exactly.
Nasty C, Tiwa Savage, Lekon. Even Lekon to just drop this album last month. I mean, it's very hot. Wow. I mean, the track listing is okay.
And something I appreciate about this track listing is it was cohesive, it was sequential, if I can put it that way. Like, from the first track, Novocaine, to Heartbreaker, to Bling, the major topic was not, the topic did not rest on the word sex per se. It rested more on him flexing money. Like, the way it was, the way track listed this shit here, it was like in preferential order in that way. Now let me explain. All this English is becoming too much. Let me explain what I'm saying. I read an interview here where Black Bones said his aim for making this album, or when track listing, he had like this thing in mind that if you had him choose money, sex and love, in what order would you choose it? If we choose money, sex, then love, like fuck love. Love is for children, something like that. So if you listen to Novocaine, if you listen to Heartbreaker, if you listen to Blink, the major topic, what was trying to pass across was when he did not have money, they did not love him. Now that money and fame is attached to whoever Emeka the Stallion has grown into, girls are beginning to
they come body.
Imagine they are gumming body, so he doesn't need that type of attraction. He rather focus on his money. He even said it on Novocaine. He said, I blow money, I don't blow trees. He said it already. Imagine, I blow money, I don't blow trees. You don't need to smoke, just make money. Get what I mean? So the way he actually fixed himself, like the way he fixed the track rather, was in a way whereby he made it a matter of priority. Money over sex over love. The first three tracks, like I said, Novocaine, Heartbreaker and Blink, majorly, predominantly, whatever synonyms goes with the word major, like they were talking about money, him making money, him flexing his money. Then come to Never Been in Love. that at that point was whether switch was coming, like, okay, it's moving from the money discussion and it's moving to the topic of the album per se, like, don't touch TGF. I don't know. TGF. Oh, that track. Thank you, God, for the that you gave to me. Black Bulls, really. Man, I'm telling you. No, talk.
Can I say the P word?
In fact, see, this episode, I'll make sure that I know this podcast is explicit, but before uploading this shit, I'll make sure I tag on that. I click on that explicit shit. Thank you for the pussy that you gave to me, bro. Wow.
I mean, the one that moved me the most. Some have pussy but cannot eat.
Bro.
Some can eat but have no pussy. But I have pussy and I can eat. Wow. What's
better nursery rhyme interpolation can you make from some have food but cannot eat? Black Bones, bro. Whatever pussy you are eating on, please keep on eating on those pussies. Because if this is the type of track you are bringing, bro.
We need more.
Still on the matter of priority and in making sure the shit is cohesive, like this album is cohesive. Like I've said, Heartbreaker, Novocaine, Blink, the first three tracks, like, obviously rested on the subject matter of money. And in bringing in the main subject matter, the actual discussion for this album, which is sex over love. Like I've said, you don't need love, you need money. Yes. So, which is sex over love, yeah? He brought Okwaraji. Me, I know they waste energy.
But like Okwaraji.
Bro, you already know. Like, and something I actually appreciated about this album is the fact that, for artists, if you are making a project, you can think of, okay, this is the person I want to put on, or this is not the person that will fit this track. Every damn artist, every damn feature on this album fit into the song they were put into, fit into the category they were put into, fit into the subject matter. Like,
exactly.
Like, it was not like
very professional.
Very, very professional. Shout out to AQ for being the it's not even AQ. Shout out to Osage 1010 on Obun. I hope I'm not
imagine so many underground producers.
Whoever that A&R for this album is, this Osage guy. Shout out to you, man. Like, your favorite feature on the album,
man.
You can check it. Nasty C, Heartbreaker.
Wow, Nasty very C. Hot. I mean, the verses, man, it's not compared to none.
For me, my favorite feature, I'll be biased, but I'll explain why I have this bias. My favorite feature is what is it called? Zombie. AQ's verse on Zombie, bro. I made out a tweet, like, I put out a tweet the day Black Bones released this album, and the tweet was something like, AQ must have had 5 rings on because he snapped on that beat. Do you understand what I meant?
Yeah. 5 rings.
5 rings on because he fucking snapped on the beat.
Explain. I don't.
Thanos.
Wow,
bro, because AQM was to fucking destroy whoever. It didn't even care. Like, AQ was not concerned about Black being the owner of the song. He wasn't concerned about Psycho YP doing his own stuff, like showing, oh, I got this trap shit unlocked, I got this trap shit on deck. Lakon, come on, Lakon gave us some of the best feature verses you could ever think of. But AQ was the fucking Thanos on this song. Immediately AQ stopped trapping. What else? His last verse was like, wait. Like, bro, whatever AQ took before recording this shit, I'm trying to get that his last verse. I don't want to misquote it. I'm coming on. Yes, his last verse was, you can't shake me, what to COVID, hold up. And the beat just stopped. AQ snapped, like, it snapped so hard. People did not rap again. I'm sure Black Bones was like looking at AQ like, Egbon, I'm album now. Egbon Kinin, I'm album now. You're not supposed to do all this thing. Cause, bro, I won't lie, yeah. If I was Black Bones and I edit this AQ verse, I'll write whatever verse I've written for this song. I'll make sure, like, bro, AQ bodied the entire AQ, whatever AQ took before recording this song. Like, but like I said, I'll put bias into it. Okay. Before the album came out and Bling had been released, so hey, Amare, my baby. see, I'm not even concerned about Amare, like, verse like that, though. Although the verse was beautiful, but that part she said, although they do me check, bro, the orgasm in my ear, like, what the fuck? That shit was crazy, like, bro, that shit. Nah, but like I said, I'll be biased just because I'm more of a rap addict. I'm more of a rap fan. AQ was my best featured person on this. Best featured artist, best featured rapper. Any category you want to put him on this shit. Like I said, subject matter. Like, have you shot your breakfast recaller?
Everybody don't talk. Everybody will talk.
No, like, on a one-on-one. Have you eaten breakfast?
Sure.
Not like you are capping for the podcast to show the breakfast.
Even if it was not intentional.
Ah! Okay, my boy, you go handicap. Man. So you've eaten breakfast. That was the experience of eating the breakfast.
Man, heaven on earth, I must tell you.
Heaven on earth means it's good.
Sure.
So you liked the breakfast you ate, like it enticed you to us. It was heartwarming.
Sure. It was.
Wow. I don't know people could qualify their breakfast as something pleasant. But since in Black Bones case, it was a pleasant. It was not pleasant, but it brought out this wonderful album. I think I can relate to Colin that way. Yeah, I've not eaten my own breakfast. That's why if your name is Cynthia and you are listening to this album, hey, Cynthia, make sure see a nigga ever love again. Hey, hold on. But like, jokes aside, now. What about you have to say about the subject matter on the album, like, everything together, every track, from Novocaine to Abba to, yeah, that's Novocaine to Abba, that's first to last track.
Man, we're in Nigeria. This is the kind of album we need, this kind of content.
Exactly.
We have to take our mind away from the thing troubling us. So this kind of album, I mean, it's like a vacation from all these kind of things, you know. I mean, I got to refresh my brain, got to remember the good things beside me, women.
Huh? See, if you've listened to my previous episode, have you listened to the Show Them Camp episode? I mean,
No, not really.
Before I put this out, so listen and understand. Like, on the Show Them Camp episode, where I was like, Show Them Camp, how directed, I mentioned something like subject matter, something relating to subject matter. Like, in Nigerians, obviously, rap is not top five genre as far as music is concerned.
Sure.
Now, that's what I'm saying, part of the genius of Black Bones. When he released Bad Boy Black, that he gave us hardcore rap, top A-class shit of rap. Not like people didn't fuck with him, yeah? He got his streams, he got probably to the point he was at that time, he felt like, okay, this album did well. But let's be honest, overall, what will I put it? Although Sound City did put him in Album of the Year conversation, which was nice, but let's just bring it to our level now. Like, why if you tired? You mentioned some, even, I'm not trying to couple, maybe now it would have been better. If you mentioned someone like Zinoliski, Super Wozi, don't you feel like in Futa? Compare, if like, I'm putting words on each other, let me articulate myself here. Yeah. You know, we have Super Wozi, we have someone like Zinoliski.
Yep.
If you brought the acting and put Black Bones back to Black to an average Futerian, which one do you think you'd pick?
Man, Black Bones.
No, like, not this sex over love. Like, okay. Bad Boy Black. Oh. Hardcore rap album.
Which Bad Boy, think? Of course. Bad Boy Rap.
They will pick Super Wozi, Zinoliski.
Because that's what they know.
Exactly my point. So Black Bones, being the smart man that he is,
he's
finessing us. I believe this shit, yeah. Everything in music industry now, you have to be a good finesser. You need to know your audience. Black Bones knows his audience. He knows his demographic. People listening to his album mostly are Africans, majorly are Nigerians. Now, the subject matter. We have too many shit going on. You can't be giving me hardcore rap when you have not blown. You might not really blow like that. You get what I mean? You know, infuse those hardcore raps, yeah? Infuse it into all these slicky silk tones. Don't touch, bling, best friend, zombie. But majorly on this album, he was singing, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, he was singing about having sex, making love.
Fucking.
If it's something about being a musician, be a smart singer. You need to make bucks. You need to make money.
Money.
Know your audience. People listening to Black Ghost, obviously, the age will be from 18, majorly from 18 to 28, 29. Let's just say 18 to 29. Because those are the people that actually have time to sit down and be streaming your songs. When you want to tweet, there are people that retweet it. When you want to promo, there are those you go meet to promo the song. So you have to give them that topic to hold on to. And Black Bones being the finesser that he is. You can't finesse a finesser. Black Bones is a crazy man for this album. Like, the subject matter was exactly what people needed. And what I mean by exactly what people needed.
Kondi don't keep people.
Not even Kondi, yeah. One of the best selling albums, if not the best selling album from last year, Made in Lagos. What was Made in Lagos topic? What was Whiskey?
Bad love too, just
simple thing.
Home love.
Love, sex, she tell me say, and a little bit of gratitude.
Yep.
When you bring Burna Boy to their store, even if he had topical issues on tracks like Alarm Clock, on tracks like Twice Their Store, the intro, on tracks like Monsters You Made. When you eventually break his songs down, like, and you tell people to choose, what track do they choose? They choose the 5G song, Way Too Big, Oyinka. They will choose Bebo. Why? Because Nigerians just want to hear songs that will make us feel good, songs that will give us this overcame feeling, make us forget the fucking thing. And Black Bones excellently did that shit. That kudos to whoever is on Black Bones team. Black Bones, I want to be on your team. Drop jokes though, I'm not joking out, but like, still on the matter of subject matter, and Black Ghost being a genius. Have you noticed how this guy promotes his tracks?
No, how does he promote his tracks?
Like, you're not following him on social media.
Nope, I'm just this album just like painted the picture of Black Ghost to me. I didn't like,
to be fair, we can't criticize Kola. I was like the one that was saying Kola should come. He didn't even know why I wanted him to come. I knew, like, you had a good knowledge of music, obviously, you're a producer, you know beats, you know all this shit, so you have to talk about something music or rap or beat, something relating to music in general, that would be the knowledge that actually said you come. I was the one that convinced Kola to, like, listen to this album, and now he has listened to it and he's ready album of the year. Black Bones, run me my check. Run me my fucking check, man. Like, if you notice how this guy promotes his track, he's not ordinary. Obviously, he signed to Chuck. He could just release the song or release the album and wait for Chuck City to use their distribution panels to make sure the songs get to the right audience per se. But Black Bones has this crazy way of producing. What can I express? His latest tactics here. This song, Blink was number 2 when he released his album last week, and by number 2 I mean number 2 on top 100 songs Apple Music Nigeria.
Okay.
So what he was doing, like I said, Black Bones is finessing us. Black Bones knows his audience. When you want to promote shit like this, who will you come back to? The audience, 18 to 29, people that technological
continue,
they have this technological savviness or whatever that word is called it then. He finessed us. What was he doing? He made a skit. He was telling Burna Boy, like, because Burna Boy dropped Kilometer last week. And yeah, Lately Burna Boy dropped Kilometer. He's Burna Boy. The song went number 1 as per normal shit. Yeah. So, what he was saying on Friday when he dropped his album was, Burna Boy, you don't win Grammy. You don't do this. You don't do that. Me, where they come up. Just just make her go number one. That screenshot I need. Like, he was saying it in a funny way. So the attention it brought to Blink was crazy. And another part of the craziness was, now apart from him not even making that skit at to Burna Boy, just like, obviously you won't expect Burna Boy per se to answer, since his song is number one, it's not meant to kill. Then what did he now achieve from there? Burna Boy gave him the cosign. Burna Boy gave me, like, Burna Boy posted his song, Burna Boy posted his album, free promo. Now the song is number one this Friday. Song is already number one. He has gotten a screenshot, promotion tactics. I've not seen an artist as smart as Black Bones or as sassy as Black Bones does his promo. Like, it's just crazy, bro. But back to the album, I have some few questions to ask you.
Okay.
So I'll be asking Kola the question. Kola will be answering. What's your favorite track? Like, your favorite song on the album?
Of course, Blink.
Blink.
Wow.
Blink beats.
Being a music producer, I mean, I respect that beat, man. And Black Bones killed that beat.
Funny enough, that's the segue to what I was about asking. Best production. I don't even cap. You seen the question right here.
Best production.
Blink already.
Blink.
I was about to ask you favorite feature, then I remembered you said it.
Nasty C.
Yeah. Heartbreaker.
I'm a big fan of Nasty, bro.
On Black Bones' side alone, if you were to choose, like, this lyric or what he said on any song, which one would you choose? Like, the one that felt like, oh man, this shit is crazy.
Man, some have pussy, but no! Cannot eat.
TGF fucking pussy.
Some can eat, but have no pussy. I have pussy and I can eat.
Mad stuff. See. Whoever that girl that broke your heart is, man, shout out to her. Or you want to give her a shout? Oh no, we don't need.
No, I don't need.
We don't give up.
She's dead to me, bro.
She's dead. We don't give up shout out. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, like the best.
Yep.
What rating would you give Sex Over Love?
Sex Over Love. As I said earlier, the year is still early. So, what I'll give Sex Over Love? 8.
8 over 10. Yeah, that's eight, quite nice. 8 over 10 is an A. And if you know how me I operate, I'm not a serious student per se. So, all I pray for is a long jeng by 70, king by 8. So, if you give me 8, it's like, God added 10. Come on. 8 over 10 is a very nice score. I think I have one more question. You've not listened to Bad Boy Black, his previous.
Nope.
So we can skip this question. How many rap albums from a Nigerian act have you listened to this year?
Just two.
Black Bones and Lekan.
Yeah.
Shall we begin?
Yeah.
So obviously I already know what your answer would be. Black Bones. Rap album of the year.
Black Bones.
Right. Album of the year in general. If you've listened to any other album that rap
in Nigeria.
Nigeria. Have you listened to any other Nigerian act? Like an album from there, or we should skip?
Nope, just skip, you know.
Just skip. For me, like I've said, yeah, if I was to choose favorite track, I would choose. See, my favorite track is Don't Touch. And let me tell you why I chose Don't Touch. Apart from Blaze Beats, I mean, it's shit on that. Because for me, it's my favorite track and my best produced track. For, like, the 80%, if not 90% of the song, Black Bones was singing. All of a sudden, the beat just switched to something somber, something slow. And Black Bones just, it's like Black Bones forgot, oh, I could eat those vocals. Like, when Black Bones was recording Don't Touch, probably something touched in his head and said, bro, I'm a rapper, bro. Gen rap now. And he just told the producer, hey, switch the beat, I want to spaz. And bro, he did spaz on that shit. The outro of Don't Touch, that lyrics he put on the outro is crazy. So for me, that's my favorite track and my best produced track. But like I've already said, my favorite feature is AK. Zombie. Bro. Zombie. But if not Zombie, then Blink. Amare. Listen to this podcast. Link in description. Hit me up. I can give you relationship advice. Yeah. Ratings over 10 for me right now. Is my album of the year, because I've listened to many albums, many EPs, many projects this year. Yeah, Black Bones is holding that album of the year. If you've listened to the first episode I dropped this year, I already said I'm Fredo. Money Can't Buy Happiness is my album of the year. But that's with respect to international albums coming from an international act. Fredo is from the UK as usual, everyone knows. But Nigerian wise, African wise, Blackbone Sex Overload is my own album of the year. So I think we can round it up. Like, just imagine Black Moses listening to this thing now, and you have to shoot your shot as a producer. Like, you have 2 minutes to tell him, to convince him to put you on a track to produce for him. What would you say?
I would say, Black Boss, if you hear me now, I've gone, like, I have this new sound of trap right now, and this kind of beat is going to, like, create a new kind of trap that no one has ever had before, and it's going to wake that. Everybody has this spot, can I say, G-spot of music in them, that this kind of, once they hear this kind of beat, it's going to wake up that G-spot. And I have this kind of beat that's going to wake up that beast that you have in you, that you've not yet touched yet. There's still more, you still have more to offer, and I can make you discover that, the rest of you, Sha. Can make you discover the rest of you. I don't have to say.
Yeah, Black Bones, you hear that. Your producer name is Kola.
No, Xolo. Yeah. Xolo. X-O-L-O.
Okay, Xolo. Yeah. Black Bones, you already heard it from Xolo. He said it can produce beats that will make you eat your G-spot, musically speaking. And I know everyone wants to eat that spot. Everyone wants to feel like they want to reach their peak. Let me keep it clean for the remainder of this shit. So yeah, for me, yeah, it's been Olumide Akinwale and
Kola Ole Moses, aka Xolo.
Xolo Beats.
Yep.
I will tag him, link in description. You can hit him up for your music beats. In fact, fuck it. Yeah, hit him up, but the beat you hear in the background of this shit here is made by Xolo Beats. So just for you to know, like, bro, considering Moscow, we ain't playing here. So till next time, I always forget to say it, but I feel like I should say it now. If you are listening to this thing and you've enjoyed the episode, why just listen, complete it, and go somewhere else or do something else? Go down now. It's not good now. If you're getting blown, oh yeah, just click on the share. Share it to your friends. Let them have fun. Let them enjoy my voice. Let them. I be kilo few with Xolo Beats.
I'm on this country. If you don't enjoy yourself, now it's our bill. We don't try our best.
Yeah, tell them to share now. That will tell you. Tell them to share my podcast.
See, share this thing. Nothing will come up for your body.
Help
your brother, bro.
Help your brother. Share this shit. And once again, congratulations to Black Boots on this fantastic fucking album.
Cheap.
Till next time, Olumide is a GOAT podcast is what you've been listening to. I don't have any final words, so don't touch me, my Kaleo.